The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so yesterday we started this like side topic, which I want to wrap up today, of meat and wine on Shabbos. And we saw four halachos. Wait, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Four halachos. Yeah. Not 11. 11 was not part of it. We just read 11. So first halacha is Ezihun O Inug, Zesh Amru Chachamim Shatzarach Lasakin Tavshil Shaman Biyoser Umashkin Mabusam Lashabis, Hakolafim Amono Shadam. So you need to make, what was the word? Rich foods, right? Rich foods and spiced beverages according to your monetary means. So I looked up the source of that, thanks to the Yad Pshuta. And he says it is in the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And it's interesting in the examples. It says, Havi Omer Ze Onik Shabbos, Bamem Ma'ango. So how do you, see, this is another weird thing. How are you Ma'aneg Shabbos? How do you make it enjoyable? Rav Yehuda Bre Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishme Derav Amar Betavshil Shel Tradin V'dagim Gadolim V'rashe Shumin. So you need a cooked dish of beets. Okay. Rashi says, Chashuvu. V'dagim Gadolim, big fish. Rashi says, Chashuvim Hailahen. This was.
That's
Rashi Shumin. Sorry. Yeah, I guess he doesn't say the big fish. I guess that's self explanatory. And then Rashi Shumin, garlic heads. Chashuv Mahilahen. They were Chashuv. Okay.
Well, also, there's another Gemara, and I think in Shabbos talks about eating garlic on Shabbos.
Oh, interesting. It's okay. Yeah. So that was interesting. Yeah. Ravchia Bar Ashi Amar Rav, Afilu Davar Muat Ulechabot Shabbos Asao Harizet Oneg. So that's a weird thing that connects Kavod Shabbos and Oneg. It says, even something small that you do for Kavod Shabbos and you make it for Kavod Shabbos, that is Oneg. So that's a strange statement to me. And then Maihi, what is it? Amar Rav Papa, Kasa Daharsana. So Kasa Daharsana is Rashi, Dagim Ketanim Mituganim B'Shemen. So small fish that are fried in oil, Kir Behen, B'Shemen Kir Behen, in the oil of their innards. I don't know exactly what that is.
Fish oil,
maybe, juices, I don't know. Uv Kemach, and in flour. So like fish and chips. Yeah, just without the chips and having garlic instead of that. Yeah. So the interesting thing is that the Rambam doesn't bring down those exact items, obviously, right? So I was looking at the Aruch HaShulchan about fish, because apparently I didn't know that this is a thing that like that some people like hold you have to eat fish on Shabbos. Yeah. So yeah. He says, what was it? Oh right, yeah, but it's in the song. But that's, I don't think that means that you have to. But yeah. So here, this is what he says. Right. That's true. So he says he couldn't find the source of the Rambam. So he quotes the Rambam, just the one we just read, and then he says he couldn't find a source for the Rambam to say. Of the Rambam source for saying that you need to make a rich, have rich food, rich tavshil. Gemara Isa, so then he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Ela da Rambam svir le devadai zehu lav davka. So the Rambam must have held that those examples in the Gemara are lav davka. Not that Ezra made a takana that you need garlic, but that like those are like examples of rich foods. And then he says, v'im eino ohev dagim, if you don't like fish, right? Mayase, what do you do? Right? Ela ha'ikr hatavshil ha'chaviv lo. Right, really, it's you have to have a tavshil that you enjoy. The hei shaman biyoser, it should be very rich. Shekin derech hashirim, that's the way of the rich to eat rich food. La gemara nakta lefi mashi haya bimem. The gemara just used examples from their days. She tavshilin elu hayu chavivin aslam. Those were their favorite foods. V'yish gam ata. Then he says, "This is fine." V'yish gam ata shemakpidim al dagim. Some people are makpid about fish now. Lios b'chol su'udas Shabbos, to be on every meal of Shabbos. V'yish b'zet tam nister. There's an esoteric idea. Okay, yeah. V'lo yivchos mishnei tavshil, and you shouldn't have fewer than two cooked dishes. Yeah, so he's taking it lav davka, whatever you enjoy. Okay, so that's what he says there. Okay, but going on with our review, he then says, v'im in yad ha-maseges, afil asa shalak, v'kotu bo mishum kabot Shabbos, harizeh inuk Shabbos. So that is him codifying what we read in the Gemara, that even if you do a little thing for kabot Shabbos, then that is onik Shabbos. Okay, and then you're not obligated to go into debt. Okay, fine. Then he says, if you're rich and all your days are like Shabbos, then you just switch something about the meal, either the time or what you eat. So the source of that Rambam is the Gemara in Kuf Yud Tes, Amud Aleph, which says, Amar Rav Papa Bar Abba. Amule Bnei Rav Papa Bar Abba Rav Papa. So you got a picture. I don't know how young they were, but the children of Papa sitting around him saying, "Kagon Anan, like us, Daddy, right?" Deshchiya, right? I don't know how. It's funny. Like you don't usually see dialogue, interfamily dialogue, and whereas Anan Deshchiya Lan Bisra V'Chamra B'chol Yoma. So we have meat and wine every day. B'mai Nishnia. How can we change? Amar Lahu, he said, Irigilus al-Akdumi Akruha. Irigilus al-Akruha Akdumi. So if you're accustomed to go late, go early, and vice versa. So that was what the Rambam says. Okay, then Chayv Adam to eat three meals. We did that. Okay. Then Achilas Basar or Shasiyas Yain B'Shabbos Inug Hu La. Eating Basar and drinking wine on Shabbos is an enjoyment of it. And that's if you can afford it. And then he says you should be koveya your suuda. It's also to be koveya your suuda on, also to be koveya your suuda on wine on Shabbos Yom Tov during the Shabbos Beis Midrash. Then he gives the whole minhag. Okay, fine. Then there's one more though. And this guy, we didn't read this yesterday because I assumed that the Rambam was done talking about what Onik Shabbos is. What's the one thing that's Onik Shabbos that the Rambam hasn't mentioned? What?
Sleeping.
Nope. It's not so passionate about those things. So yeah. So he says, well, depending on how you define it. So he says, we read this one about traveling. Then he says the Isser to cry out and to ask for Rachmim on Shabbos. Then you can't besiege cities on Shabbos. None of them. We'll have none of that now. And then Tashmi Shemitah. That's the thing, right? So Tashmi Shemitah. Me'onik Shabbos hu. So it's a third Lashon, okay? Tashmi Shemitah is of Onik Shabbos, okay? Meaning it is, so, okay, hold on a second. He says, Lefikach, onas tamid chachamim habrim, l'shamish mitoseim, milele Shabbos, lele Shabbos. Therefore, the healthy tamid chachamim would have tashmi shemitah like every Friday night. Mutter, libel, basula, l'chadachil, b'shabbos, ve'im b'zeh, lo mishum chobel, lo mishum tzarla. Okay, fine. So you can have a be'ila for the first time with a basula on Shabbos. Okay, so if you look at it in terms of the Lashonos, so you have the introducing the halacha was ezehu inug, and that's the rich foods. Okay, so that's what oneg is. Then you have achilas basar shisiyan inug hula, that is oneg for it. And then you have tashmi shamita is me oneg Shabbos hu. So you could just say that the Rambam is using different lashonos and it doesn't really matter, but he doesn't get any of those lashonos from the Gemara, right? These are his own lashonos. And again, the ordering is still weird. So I want to posit something, and just as a framework for understanding these things, is I think that there's two dinim in Onik Shabbos. Okay, one is like, I'm saying this very loosely. Okay, one is partaking of enjoyable things on Shabbos. Okay, but the other is making Shabbos enjoyable, which is a din in Kavod Shabbos.
Is that like changing the day?
Changing the day, distinguishing the day through Oneg. Okay, and in fact, if you look at the source, which I don't think the Rambam, he did quote at the beginning, the source of it is this pasuk, "In tashi b'shabbos raglacha, asos chavatzacha b'yom kodshi, the karasa l'shabbos Oneg," you should call Shabbos enjoyment, right? So it is interesting that it's, so what I want to say is that all these halachos like revolve around those two things, that there is having enjoyable things on Shabbos and being involved in enjoyable experiences, but then there's distinguishing the Yom HaShabbos as a day of enjoyment. And those, obviously there's overlap between them, but like, let's say, for example, the eating of the fatty food, the rich foods on Shabbos is making Shabbos, is having enjoyment on Shabbos, but making your Shabbos meals be kavua on yayin, and having basar and yayin, we think about this every year when we have Thanksgiving, of like, the non-Jews have their Thanksgiving meal. That's this huge meal, but we do this every Shabbos. It's like a kavod. It's like a distinguishing of the day to make it a day of enjoyment. So that's like the general approach that I want to say. And I can't explain all the details, but what do you think?
I mean, I think that I'm trying to think of any of them that don't fall into the changing the day. In the sense of even eating the fatty foods is a din in changing
the day. Right, exactly. People. Yeah, yeah, right.
And then...
Yeah, the Raya, sorry, this is really the Raya is, changing the time is still a halacha in oneg, even though you're eating the same foods,
right?
Like in fact, you could be arguing, or arguably you could be making it like less enjoyable. I don't know if you're like making it, let's say you enjoy eating early and you eat late, you know, but it's changing the day via oneg, you know, via the way that you enjoy things.
Right.
Yeah. Let's just for kicks see what the, I think there's a good radak on this because of the Shabbos oneg. This might be a little bit beyond halacha, but again, this is still in my my Girsa D'Ankusa that Rabbi Goldberg gave a shiur on Oneg and Kabbalah Shabbos my first year in yeshiva. And so this is where he read this thing. So I haven't read it since then, I don't think. He says, V'karsa L'Shabbos Oneg, Im Tashiv Mishabbos, Mitzvahs Lo Taseh. So when it says, if you withhold on Shabbos your foot, that's Mitzvahs Lo Taseh. V'karsa L'Shabbos Oneg, Mitzvahs Taseh, La'aneg Haguf B'yom HaShabbos, B'ma'achalim Arevim V'tovim. Make Shabbos enjoyable for the body with delectable and good foods. Since you change it from other days for the good, yizkor maaseh breishis, you will remember the day maaseh breishis. V'shehakel chidsho me'ayin, and that Shabbos will, that God made it anew out of nothing. V'shabbos b'yom hashvi, and rested on the seventh day. Mitoch kach yishabeach lakel b'farehu b'fiv uvilvavo, and that will cause you to praise God and glorify Him with your mouth and your heart. V'tis anig nafshobo, and your soul will get enjoyment in it, in Him. I think actually. Uvo kara upirish v'krasa kmo mikra kodesh. You shall proclaim it a day. Yeah, that's interesting. While we're on the topic, just because we're going to wrap it up, since you mentioned sleep and learning, there's this Meiri that I really like, which I feel like maybe we talked about sometime last year, about what Oneg Shabbos is for Tamid HaChachamim. It's a good Meiri to know. Yeah.
I thought that was what the Rambam was saying.
Oh no, different thing.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good one, and you have to be honest with yourself whether you earn this. Okay, so he says mitzvahs oneg Shabbos gadola ad meod v'inyana hu l'fim mamonosh adam. Fine, so oneg Shabbos is very great, and it's based on your mamon. L'fim mash ragiyabo b'chol, and based on what you're used to spending during the week. V'hu, or what you're used to doing during the week. V'hu shamra afilu davar muad v'asal l'kavu Shabbos harize kiyam mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. V'klal advarim aseh Shabbat chachol v'alti tzark l'briyach. Okay, fine. Amru b'mim ango mar. Okay, so there's a Yerushalmi that says b'mim ango. How do you make Shabbos enjoyable? Mar amar b'shena, mar amar b'tamat Torah. So one says with sleep, the other says with learning. Okay, v'lo pligi, but they're not arguing. Kan b'talmid, kan b'baal bais. One is talking about with a talmid, another is talking about with an average person, right? Baal bais. Upirshu bo rabosai. So the Meiri's Rabbeim explained it. Shatamid ma'ango b'talmid Torah, baal bais b'shena. That the talmid makes Oneg Shabbos with learning, and the baal bais sleeps on Shabbos. Va'ani omer, but Meiri says, hefech hadvarim, opposite. Shatamid, the student, sheshone kol yemei hashavua, he's learning all week. Makayim b'shabbos oneg shena, fulfills on Shabbos oneg through sleeping. Shaloi he sichlo loe yoser midai, so that his intellect doesn't get too worn out, but you need to give your intellect a rest on Shabbos. Aval balabais, but the working guy, shemis asik kol yemos hachol b'iskav, who's just involved in his own work all day, all week, he should be involved a little bit in Shabbos learning by way of enjoyment. So there's a statement that says Yom Tovim Shabbos were only given for Divrei Torah. Because this guy is occupied on the weekday and he doesn't have time, then Shabbos and Yom Tov is when he can be involved in Torah. V'ach b'midrash matan Torah. Reis, I don't know what Midrash Matan Torah is. Reisi b'sof parshasa tlisa'a, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yossi, lo nitna Shabbos ela l'tanug. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, lo nitna Shabbos ela l'talmud Torah, v'lo pligin. So a similar thing. Shabbos was only given for enjoyment. Shabbos was only given for learning. And they're not disagreeing. Mandam demar, it's got to be manda amar, l'tanug, elu tamid ha-chachamim, shi yagim b'torah ko yimei ha-shavua. So the one who says that Shabbos is for enjoyment, that's talking about the tamid ha-chachamim who exert themselves in Torah all week. Uva Shabbos mis angin, but on Shabbos they enjoy themselves physically. Manda amar, manda amar, amar l'talmud Torah, and the one who says that Shabbos is for learning, elu ha-polim, those are for the workers, she'oskim b'malachan kol yimos ha-shavua, uva Shabbos b'ayim u'mis angin b'talmud Torah. Yeah. So that's a good one to have in your back pocket for when you're you have a nice week full of learning and you get to sleep and enjoy yourself on Shabbos. And that's according to the Meiri, not according to his rabbis, but according to the Meiri, that's a good thing. Yeah.
I feel like this came up in at least one Stoic Jew episode.
Yeah, that's where I quoted it.
I know you quoted
this. Yeah, you're right.
And I've heard this, and then I've also heard you quote in one episode or multiple, also Rambam Ben Rambam. The three levels.
Yeah, the Urukrag. Yeah, you're right. That I felt like I gave share on this, but it was the Soju podcast. And by the way, I'll point out that the Rambam does not agree with this, right? The Rambam says the minhag of the tzaddikim was to have the morning devoted to learning up until mincha, and then you have the achil and shasiyah afterwards. And that sounds like is the minhag of tzaddikim, which would certainly include the chachamim, you know, that the chachamim would still have their kavius of learning for the morning. Yeah.
That does mean that's basically optional, that you don't really have to do this.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, right, correct. It's the minhag, and these things are not things that are legislated, right? Just like you don't have to eat fish, right? You just have to eat dvarim chashuvim or delectable, foods that are shamin. Yeah. Okay, so that was a fun little. What was that?
Interesting reason that the Meiri gives. You're going
to
be worn out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I hear that. Listen, Shabbos. Okay, like, Shabbos, and I'm like, woo!
You feel worn out during the week, too. You're saying,
no, you don't want to be worn out. I mean,
so you're still worn out. Right, your question, though.
All right, super ego, you can
Yeah, no, but I mean, the question could be, though, like, how is that oneg? Or. Because like phenomenally, in terms of the phenomenon, it's definitely true. Like if you're learning all week, you got to give your seichel a break. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, like, specifically giving a break of learning on Shabbos. Isn't the mitzvah to learn on Shabbos?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because the Rambam does not bring down that. He brings down, I mean, let's put it this way.
It's also learn certain things on Shabbos, no?
Not certain things, yeah, but
no,
yeah.
No, I didn't mean
I mean, look.
The idea that it's like you get...
Right, so it's definitely designated for learning.
It's hard to know.
Unless you're tired.
I mean look, I'll quote a good radak, which is on Vayvarach Elokim Yom HaShavi'i. So he says, what does it mean that God? I know Rupesa gave shir on this recently, Sunday shir. I think. Yeah. Vayvarach. So he says. Habracha hi tosefes tova. Bracha in general means added good. The Yom HaShabbos nosef betovas anefesh. The added good on the Yom HaShabbos. He's not talking about Shabbos Bereishis. He's talking about for our Shabbos is the good of the soul. Sheish la menucha biyom zem miiske haolam. You have rest on this day from the involvements in the world. Betucha lihasik b'chachma ubedivrei elokim. And you can be involved in chachma and godly matters. So there's definitely an idea that Shabbos has a designation for this. So I think the if you're going to ask a question on the Meiri, the question is going to be like, what's the idea of Talmid Chachamim using their Shabbos for resting their intellect, given what they're doing for the rest of the week? Like that doesn't really seem to be right. You should do more learning on Shabbos or something. You know,
I get the,
rest on air Shabbos. Yeah,
you're supposed to rest from your weekly matters, but that's usually everything but learning.
Right. Well, for the Baal Bais, if you're for them, it's that. But for Talmid,
because they've earned some. That's what they do normally the weeks and I rest and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like so simple. It's like, we normally rest. Oh, sorry.
You don't have to. You can learn if you want.
Right, yeah. He's not mandating it. Right, he's not mandating it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, nice thing. Okay. So, the plan again is tomorrow and the next day finish Hilchos Matanos Anim Perk Shvi and then do Hanukkah. All right.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.